honest God, Ryan, we're at Freddy's. And she told him we'd be back by 3. It got to be about 20 after. And she's like, we better go, though, because Beans.
Oh, my.
But just like, because, but it's just like she's that attentive to Beans. Hi there, and welcome to this, the 18th episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And for this episode, what we're going to talk about, it's really going to be Bean Part 2. Bean the Cat Part 2.
And what makes this conversation awesome is that we're talking about Bean. And Ryan, our podcast producer, is in the house.
Hello.
And so we can talk, all three of us, and have a conversation about our... And
Bean's here, too.
Yeah, Bean's here.
Bean's by the window.
By the window, and he is... We're just going to talk about our house guest.
And I think just for people who... If you haven't heard the episode, a couple episodes back, we talked about Bean, because Bean actually is Ryan's cat, and we've been watching after Bean, and so there was this... question in terms of custody shared between...
We're having a custody... Yeah, it's a mediation or whatever.
Yes,
mediation.
Yes. No, but it's a good, honest
you
conversation.
You never loved him.
Stop it. I didn't give up on him. But it's just that conversation. I mean, just very real about, and it deals with pet ownership and everything. So that, I mean, that's what we will talk about. But it's like, thank God you're back, Ryan.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
Kind of missed coming over here.
Yes. And last week we talked about competition.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. I'm not competitive. Okay, I have a question first.
Yes.
Jennifer described me as an intense fellow.
You are. In a good way.
No, I want it like, I don't know, I want a little explanation.
I think you're just intense where I think both you and Dan, you're very personable people.
Mm.
You also don't F with me. I mean, I'm a female and we don't normally F with people. I'm not going to go pick a fight with either one of you.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were a male, I would know better than to pick a fight with either of you. Just because you both are intense like that.
I take it as a huge compliment.
I do. Mean, I was, I don't know, because there's so many different levels of intense. So I'm like, okay, well, yeah. I'm a few, so I don't know which one she's talking about.
But no, I think that's a good thing. And few's, I think, in the sense that I'm patient, I'm kind, I'm loving, and but you know, you're patient and you're tolerant. And
he's modest.
You're just,
I'm
good that way, but you do. You're just patient and everything, and you're kind and stuff. And you let... I don't want to say let people take advantage of you, but I mean, it's like I give people the benefit of the doubt,
yeah.
And stuff, and you know, much like you. But then someone can push you too far, It's just like, and then you know, and it's just like, and. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, I guess I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And so that intenseness, but it was not meant as...
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't assume so. You said it in a nice way. I'm like, well, what did she mean?
Yeah. So, okay. Tell me about competition.
I am not, like, I've never been a sports person, really. I don't know. I never, like, teamwork always bugged me because I don't like other people for the most part. Like, I can get along with people and that sort of stuff. But when you have to work with people, I have discovered... No one works as hard as I do, according to me. So,
speaking of modest.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. In my head, I'm like, I'm busting my ass here, and this guy's sitting down. That kind of actually is the only way I'm really competitive, is with work. Like, I find like it makes me better at what I do, because I always want to be better than myself. I know it sounds kind of trite or whatever, but it is. Like, it keeps me interested in what I'm doing. But... I'm never like, yeah, look at me, I'm badass, I won an award or whatever. Like, I don't do that, like, in someone's face. But one of the reporters told me one time, she was like, I asked, like, in a rare moment of braveness, I, like, legit just asked her out. And she was like, no, you're just too cocky. And I was like, what? Have you met me? What are we talking about? And I was like, that's only, like, my work creative persona or whatever. I guess I'm just, like, this giant dick. Like, oh. I didn't mean to be. Shoot. I was like, oh, can I do that all over again? Because I feel like I messed it up real bad.
Yeah. I think if you're good at what you do and you know that you're good at what you do, maybe that exudes a little arrogance. Deserve it. Yeah. You should be proud of what you do. And unfortunately, some people see that as arrogance, but you're just confident.
Because what we talked about last time was just, you know, me, because I'm not competitive.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the disease, you know, I am competitive I do that. So it's just like, but you're like with challenges and stuff, you're not competitive.
Like I said, I always kind of want to do the best I can do. And so it's, I have to fight myself on that a lot of times. It's just like, you know, having the energy or having just the motivation to do anything. It's like so much self-doubt and all that other stuff. I mean, regardless of any like real malady, like, yeah, my brain fights me on half the things I want to do half the time. So it's, you know, I compete with myself, which is awful. It's stupid. If I could get out of my own, what my grandma said the other day, she's like, you know what? If you got an assistant, I'm pretty sure you would take over the world. She's like, or a wife. I'm like, oh, come on. Yeah. She's being a little pestery about that. Not pestery, but.
Encouraging.
Yes,
yeah, encouraging. There you go. Yeah. I guess the only sport I really got into was golf, just because, I don't know, my dad liked it. And I was like, oh, let's go do, hang out, whatever, do something. And I was just kind of naturally good at it. And then as soon as I bought my own clubs, I was no longer naturally good at it. It all went away.
How's that photography working for you?
Yeah, I don't think I'd even picked up a camera at that point.
Like, really?
Yeah. I only started photography like halfway through college.
Wow. That's impressive. Yeah. So that means you haven't been doing it long.
Nope.
And your photo's on the cover of our book.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a gift. That's talent. So, you know, the world has plenty of golfers, but.
That's true. They make a lot more money than most of the photographers all put together, I think.
Yeah, but if you like what you do, what's the money?
That's, yeah.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. Yeah, I'm coming back around to photography. I kind of started creatively over again. I went back to writing, which is where I started, and then I've been coming back up through that. And so I could set up a little photo studio on my porch. Trick-or-treaters come, snap a shot, be like, hey, here's my card. If your parents want the picture, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
This would be easy enough to do.
Yeah, we'll have to do it later today because today...
It is Halloween.
It is Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is today, huh?
That's so...
I keep thinking it's tomorrow.
That's so COVID pandemic where you wake up and you're like, did that happen today or is that happening?
Today, tomorrow, what?
Tomorrow, yeah. All the days run together.
The front of the house has a peak and there's a little attic window, a little circle.
Okay, yep.
I put a red light bulb in there at the beginning of the week and have been turning it on at night. And so if you're walking down the street, you just see this cute little house and then there's a big maple tree in the front yard. And but it Y's out. So at a certain point on your walk, like the Y opens and you see this red light.
Creepy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And you should have got a mannequin.
I was going to put a hand up against the window.
But Halloween.
Yeah, I just put like plastic sheeting behind it so it looks like kind of foggy and weird. But I'm turning into that crazy old dude at the end of a street.
and you just moved in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay.
But I have all these plans, all these things I want to do.
That's the beauty of homeownership. As soon as you get there, you want to change.
Oh, you want to just keep change. You want to do this.
Put your stamp on the
Yeah, I'm already putting a stamp as weird dude.
Own it.
Yeah.
Own it. Yes.
And there's a red light upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm just going to leave it there just for fun. I bought one of those LED bulbs that has the remote and you can just change the color of the light. And it was $10 at Meijer. Like, you can just have any color coming out of the light bulb. It was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. And you can adjust the power with the remote.
Wow.
Like just the light bulb. The light bulb. We live in the future.
The small The smallest things make the big changes.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh yeah, and there's one. They're light bulbs, but they're also Bluetooth speakers.
What?
So like all the light bulbs in your house can all be chained together as little speakers. It's like it's a LED light bulb on the outside, but the center is like a speaker cone, and so you pair your phone, and then just noise comes out of your light bulb. So weird, right?
Yeah. And this is where technology is just whizzing past.
Yeah. But they still haven't cured like baldness or cancer or anything serious. It's like, let's make light bulbs that talk to you.
Oh, that's important.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
Get a
it's
cure really for baldness or cancer or multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, just anything.
No.
So since I guess I'm bringing this topic, we actually recorded this earlier, to be honest. We were just chit-chatting, but the topic emerged, Being the Cat Part 2. I asked the question, is Bean your guys' cat yet? Because I had floated that question when I gave him to you. It's like, if I ask you for him back, and I ask, is your cat, then we'll see where that goes, and we kind of have that discussion. We'll see how it resolves after this break. So anyway, I had asked Jen, is Bean your cat yet? Because I have a house now.
Well, this is a great question.
Hey, let's just make this the episode. This is
ooh, it'd be like a custody.
Yeah.
No, cuz
yeah, I even said to Jen, I'm like, I'm not sure I want him back right now. So I'm like in my own head I'm debating, so I figured why not just ask you guys like, how are you feeling about him?
You know, it's something where, I mean, truth be told, I mean, it's like, and it's like we say he's our cat in so much as the point that I really feel more so like we're fostering him.
Yeah,
it's like you don't really
extended babysitting or something.
Yeah, well, you don't feel like you're, you know.
Yeah.
Like authoritatively his, or it's just like, you know, like with Cooper,
my dad.
Oh, exactly. I think he said that a couple times to me. No,
did.
But it is. It's just those questions of, he's not our, it's like with Cooper, we used to say, you know, what, talk to your mama, or, you know, and it's just like, but it's just like, you know, she's Jennifer. I'm Dan. And so it's not ours because it's not like, not wanting to get emotionally attached, but at the same time, you're just like, well, but eventually, because you have a house now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's where I'm kind of weird at right now is because grandma's not there. So right now I'm just freewheeling in the house and it's really nice. Not having him around to like think about it takes that little weight off.
So what's Jennifer say?
I honestly... I want him to like me.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit uncomfortable because of my wheelchair, and I get that because he's little. I've read more about cats, even though we had Cooper for 10 years, but I never really cared because Cooper was easy, and he just liked me as much as Cooper could.
Mm-hmm.
But Bean, boy, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
And when he was licking the other day, I was like reading about what's going on. Why is he doing this? And then we brushed him and I'm trying and I don't want him to be miserable here.
Yeah.
But I think he likes it. But then.
It's like on some moments. I think it's always because I think, you know, not only, you know, he's not going to have a. Explosion. I told Jennifer the other day, he's gonna be like, go all Hollywood and like start flipping tables and say, my name's not Cooper, you know. He's always acting like I have to live up. But it's Cooper was easy because you heard stories about cats and how cats were always independent and do this. Cooper was so clingy, you could not. And so, you know, for God's sakes, I'd spoon with Cooper. I mean, he's just like in bed and stuff, but Bean, I mean, he's just so not.
Yeah,
cuddly.
I wish Bean was a spooning cat, but he likes laying on my chest. If I move at all, he's like, "I'm out of here." I was like, "Dude, just
Let me cuddle you on the side because you're crushing my chest, you tubby. Yeah.
And that's, you know, I question if he's unhappy, if he is spending too much time by himself. And, you know, if he's missing you. I mean, honestly, it's only been 2 months. Yeah. Is he like, okay, Ryan's going to come back for me?
I would imagine, because the most we'd been apart from before that was a week.
Because we spend, you know, at night, all things considered, we spend the bulk of our time out here. But now for the last week or so, we're here at night. He's sleeping on the couch out in the front room. Mm-hmm. And so then you're just like, and then you feel bad. But then about 10:30 when we're getting ready for bed, then he decides to show up out here. And,
yeah.
And so so then you feel bad. But then you're just like, well, he knows where we sleep. And that's what he does. He'll sit like outside in the hallway by the doorway, but he won't come in yet. Mm-hmm. During the day. He sleeps on the bed, but he likes it there because that's where the sun's shining in. And so that's where it's warm. So is being our cat. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's his own cat.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the big
thing. I mean, do you miss him?
I do. Yeah.
Do you think there's going to come a time where you're going to say, oh, F this, I want that cat back?
I'm like halfway there right now because I'm in a house by myself, so it's kind of, it's a little lonely.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I said, it is kind of nice not having to worry about him. Like, not that I there's a lot to worry about because he's a cat.
Well, he's a cat, but, you know, he's a messy little monster.
Yeah.
My birthday is next weekend, and my mom and dad and Steve have a dog, and they're bringing their dog here.
Oh, okay.
How is he going to handle that?
Not well.
So what should I do? What should we do? Should we put his litter box in the spare bedroom and lock him in there?
That's usually what, like, I mean, he'll go wherever he wants to go and he'll just hide. He won't fight or anything unless he's confronted.
Well, it's a puppy.
Okay, yeah.
Just to make matters worse.
You know what we could do? I could cat sit for you. I could take him over to Midland.
Is he going to hate you?
The only thing I'm worried about is that house is pretty big and, like, there's no door to the basement.
Yeah.
So, like, he can just go wherever he wants. And they had cats, I think, before because there's a, like, the basement wall has a hole cut in it so that something can just walk. I assume it's a dog or something.
And that just, to me, screams unsafe.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Getting your blessing and stuff, but I think we just, I mean, because it's not unheard of that he's in the guest bedroom sleeping under the bed and stuff. And so I'd say we just litter box and stuff in there.
And we've never met this dog before. Oh, okay. So I would feel better if we take Bean in the litter box and we just close him in there. Because they
could let them smell each other through the door. That'd be pretty good.
Okay. Oh, then they have that. Well, because Bean, but it's just like he'll go and he just hides under the bed where he's just, like his happy place. I mean, and I think I heard the two of you talking about it. But if we got him a vet here in town, because like just to take him out, just so that he's got a record at the vet here, should something go terribly wrong and you have a pet emergency.
I have no opinion on that. He's in your care, I guess. Care for him how you will.
Well, because I didn't want to do it without clearing it through you.
Oh, yeah. And he's had issues and nothing's ever been serious. He had a, not like kidney thing or whatever, but like he wasn't peeing for a while. It's just because he wasn't drinking enough water or whatever. Basically, like, if he's still eating, pooing, and peeing, he's fine.
Okay. How is his vision?
That's a good question.
Such a random question, isn't it? Just because in the last maybe week, 2 weeks, both Jen and Dan have said that he doesn't, like, certain field of vision. I think it's just he doesn't care. But I don't know.
Well, because
I guess it depends what's happening.
Like, yeah. I mean, I think he's fine. I don't want to say I over worry, but I do.
I think you do. I mean,
that's some of the speeds for being a pet owner.
Yeah, I mean, he's, I like him. He's never hissed at us.
Yeah, he won't.
And that's why the whole dog thing, I'm like, bull crap, because I don't want Bean to not be like, get away from me, puppy. So,
yeah,
I'm nipping that in the bud.
He does, yeah, he's. I don't think he's ever hissed at a human.
Like, I don't think he has a hiss, Gene. He just has his motor.
Oh, no, he hisses.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, another, like a pet, he, like another animal he doesn't know, another cat or whatever, he will reel into it.
See, I would make the bed in the morning and Cooper would want to play. And so I was then never happy until he hissed at me, where I just got him so pissed off. That, but it's just like that, that's the relationship you have with him. And I mean, it's like, you know, and Bean, he'll
play.
He really used to be he'd lay on his back and you could pet his belly, but now it's just like he sees me more as a play thing, and so he'll start biting at me. So then you always like leave your fist there. It's like, go ahead, bite. Yeah. And then he's like, oh no, I didn't want to do that. And, you know, but that's,
no,
that's
he likes the play of it, like, oh, you can't get me, ooh, you can't get me. Like I try to like get under his neck and he'll like rear back like he's gonna punch you or whatever. It's but his claws never come out. He's always just like, he'll hit you with his hand, but like no sharpness.
Yep.
But yeah, and he'll lay his ears down, and then like when he's done playing with you, he'll just leave. Like, so I go full at him until he's gone. You know, it's like, oh yeah.
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 Okay. Well.
Yeah, the only spot is the very like end of the tail, top of his butt. Oh, yeah.
Yep. You warned us of that.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, I don't remember.
All right, so we have a plan of attack for next weekend.
And I mean, and that's where, is that a bad thing? I mean,
I mean, I've isolated him before. So, yeah. I mean, it's. Yeah. I mean, people do it. It's.
Yeah. Well, that's what we used to do with Cooper when they'd bring their dog up, and that's fine.
Yep. Yeah. Just move the food last or whatever, so that he hears it jingling around, and then like, oh, what's going on here?
Just because we've never met this puppy before, and I feel like that's such a jerk thing to do to this cat that we're trying to.
Well, I mean, think about it the other way. It's like, hey, bring your dog over, and we're gonna lock him in a room.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a dog. Cats are.
That's true.
Cats are. He's so independent. I mean, he's so.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was. Well, I mean, I guess I was just thinking about. I was like, if I, you know, I could cat sit him, and then I would just probably put him in a room anyway because I'm nervous about the basement a little bit.
Yeah. So I guess then the question: did we resolve anything? Because you asked the question: is being your cat? Well, I think it's something where. Yeah, I say not emotionally. You know, not emotionally involved. It's like, well, yeah, you kind of are. But it, you know,
I mean, you're still getting to know him, really.
Yeah, and stuff. But it is. It's just something where, yeah, I've always just felt like, and this isn't a negative thing, but I've always felt like we've been fostering him. That it's just like, you know, make the home as best as it can be. But yeah, if you just say, I want him back, so be it. Or if you say, I'm good, you know,
To be 100% honest, well, I mean, a lot of it is mental stuff, but like even before I had the plans changed with Grandma and stuff, and like I had given them to you guys, I was just like, I needed a break from Bean, to be honest.
Yeah.
A lot of that's me, just because, like, I don't know, I'm smoother sailing now, but like mentally it was choppy there for a little bit. And yeah, I get that way sometimes, and he just, you know, can. And then a lot of my angry time is in the morning, and that's when he's usually loudest and in my face is. So it's like, please, Bean, leave me the hell alone.
Yeah.
And I mean, we were both kind of, I mean, it wasn't a small space, like, but we were kind of in each other's space all the time.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know. Might do a test run thing and see if it works or something. I don't know.
I think he seems happy. He seems fairly content, but I don't know what's a happy Bean.
Yeah. He purrs. Purrs real loud.
He purrs.
And does.
He purrs. I mean, Dan will pet him, and I just can't get that close to him. Gosh darn multiple sclerosis. I just can't get that close to him. And when I try, he'll go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll keep eye contact with me, which I've read is not a good thing. The cat shouldn't.
Oh, no. Him and I make eye contact all the time. All
right, that makes me feel better. Thanks, yeah. Ryan. But yeah, it's when you're in a power wheelchair, you just don't want to get, I mean, God forbid. Yeah. I mean, my chair weighs 400 pounds.
Yeah, and he hates the car, and he hates, like, I thought about getting in one of those, like, self-cleaning litter boxes things that, like, it motorized little rake goes, and I'm like, the first time it turned on and he was anywhere near it, he'd be like, I'm never pooping in there again. Just runs away.
Yeah.
He loves the water fountain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys got that other one. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes him very happy. And as for our hard water, every 4 weeks we change the filter.
Oh, okay.
And then Tuesday and Friday we change the water. So
cool. Yeah.
And we're developing a routine.
Nice.
Yeah. And anyone out there in listener land, this is probably boring, but I mean, it's just the cat, the responsibility.
It's just how, just cat. Well, and I think with pets and people with MS, I mean, just pets are great for everyone, but I just think cats are easier to take care of than dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're really, I mean, it's interesting. We had a cat that was fully declawed. Not that we did that, but he came that way. And he did not drag kitty litter. When you have claws and you're a cat, your nails are going to get loaded up. And that's not Bean's fault. Yeah,
Bean digs a lot, too. Yeah. Like, he digs and kicks a whole lot.
Yeah.
At like 6:30.
You hear it.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm excited about is... I was thinking about this because I helped foster kittens when I lived in Austin, and I really liked doing it. It was fun. Like, they make messes and they stink and whatever, but it was pretty good. Sometimes you have to get shots. It's like, yeah. But it was pretty good. And I mean, he grew up with other animals. He'd always had them until our relationship ended, and then it was just me and him, which is kind of a bummer. And so I've always been on the edge. I'm like, oh, I'll get another cat. But like, living in a one bedroom apartment by yourself, I'm like, I don't need another cat. So I was thinking, I was like, oh, I could foster kittens because I know the process. And then that way that's easier to get them adopted. It's like, hey, this cat already knows, you know, the drill with litter box and food and all that stuff. So you basically just get a cat prepped to be adopted. And it's a good way to get to know cats, too. It's like you get them early, and so you can kind of, like, not really shape their personality, but you can influence a teeny bit. Yep. That's why Bean is so damn weird, because that was the major influence on his life the whole time.
No.
I am a bipolar mess, so is my cat. our cat. our joint custody, whatever, I don't know.
It's very, you feel like you're doing, you know, we're friends. We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we're doing this for Bean because he's a cool cat.
Yeah.
Literally. And then we're doing this for you, you know, like to help you out right now.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to get a house and get your proverbial stuff together.
Oh,
and
then, boom,
here's your cat. And just like that something. So he's not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no pressure.
Yeah. Well, that was another question I was going to ask you guys is using Bean as like a tester. Be like, okay, we've tested it back out because you had Cooper and liked that. And then you held off for a while. And then now you've had this cat that, you know, was also established. Like, how would you guys feel about having a kitten? And it was like, hey, this is a brand new little dude. Or girl, I guess.
I wouldn't want a girl.
Oh, yeah?
And that's where I'm sexist. I'm that way with dogs.
Well, I don't think sexist, but it's just like perspectives. But in the sense that I now with Cooper, with Bean, they were both male cats.
I wouldn't want
a female cat. However, with dogs, through my entire life, I've never had anything but a female dog.
Ah.
And so that's where I wouldn't know. I would be leery of a male dog. But you look at me, Jennifer, like you're crazy, Dan.
Yeah.
But as far as kit, I don't know if I'd get a kitten. You know, Jennifer will send me because she follows Hats, you know, here in Mount Pleasant. And whenever they have animals up for adoption, if there's cute something, she sends it to me. They had an adult cat that was up for adoption. I was like, yes, let's do it. And, you know, but then we're just like, what about Bean? What about this? Would they, you know, and, but then as far as getting another cat, I if you take Bean back, the platform that's out front, we're going to keep that. So then, but I mean, it's just like,
a good spot, yeah.
I mean, but it's just like, so you have that, but I'm like, I wouldn't mind another cat. I don't, as opposed to a dog, but I would get another cat.
I'm with you. I would, however, which we've been talking about for a while, Bean does not hiss.
Yeah. Well, and you
know, you guys,
his temperament is so, I mean,
That's where we've been spoiled with the cats we have had. They've both been just low key, and so
just very chill.
Yeah, the trick is go into the shelter or whatever when everything's all awake and find the one that's just like whatever. Hey, adopt me if you want. I don't care.
Okay.
So yeah, in answer to your question, yeah, we'd be open. We'd be open to another cat. I don't know if I'd be open to a kitten.
Okay.
I think I still, with the wheelchair, I think that if they're...
I bet you that, but with a kitten, that'd be a good way to get them used to the chair. It's because when they're small and you can just grab them, you have them in your lap and you're driving around, that noise just becomes part of you.
Yeah. He was in the hallway this morning and I had to drive through. He didn't move.
Yeah,
I'm like, hello, because my chair used to scare him.
Yeah.
And he would run away. And now he's to the point where he's like, not a big deal. I'm like, no, but see, you have to move. Just please. So he's a good cat, Ryan. And I think Dan and I are more taken with him than either of us want to admit. But we want you to.
Yeah, but you preach, because I understand what you're saying, or that's where you, even if you don't hold him, even if he doesn't sleep with you, even if he's just kind of on his own, just having that other being and stuff, and just saying what up, hi, whatever, and just like
100% honesty is I used him as an excuse to talk to myself a lot. So be like, what is this bullshit, Bean? Just add his name onto the end of the sentence. Yeah. Like, I was talking to him, not myself.
What no, certainly. And we tell him, I've gotten to the point, like, we went to church this morning. Okay, Bean, we're going to church. We should be home in about 90 minutes. Like, he wears a watch.
Oh, but good. That gives me plenty of time.
Exactly. But it makes you feel like you're held accountable for something. You're not just going to go gallivanting off like, I need to come back for the gas.
But she does, because we went to Freddy's last Saturday. Honest God, Ryan, we're at Freddy's. And she told him we'd be back by 3. It got to be about 20 after, and she's like, we better go, though, because Bean's...
Oh, my...
I just like... But just like... Because, but it's just like she's that attentive to Bean, or it's just like, because she's concerned, concerned about his well-being, his happiness. And it's just like, it's just true to your word.
And and it also keeps us financially responsible.
We didn't need to get that other beer.
We had a cat.
Yeah, because that finances of buying those two extra beers that have broke you, huh?
That might have.
Nope. Well, because when you know there's beer here at the house, well.
Oh, man, that's one thing that, like, basically stopping drinking I've noticed is the increase in the thickness of my wallet.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, holy crap.
So you're looking at me.
I think we're not in a really established place any further than we were with Bean other than... When the time is right, I don't want to sound like some like Cialis commercial or something, but
well, I mean, that goes both ways too. Like, if you guys do see a cat or whatever that you want to adopt, and you go look at it, and you're like, oh man, this thing's not, like, this would be great or whatever, and you just don't want him anymore. Mm-hmm. I doubt that would. I'm just saying that is enough, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're vested. I think that's the thing. That's our priority. That's our. That
for heaven's sakes, we left Freddy's.
We left Freddy's because
he would have
been
at
the door. Says, "Where you been?"
Yeah.
So that being said, we're moving forward as is status quo, and you know, let's see where the world takes us. And you need to take care of your house.
That's true.
And you know, we'll take care of ours. We'll take care of your cat. Our cat, if it's shared.
Triple custody.
Yeah, so Beans here. But we will take a break here for a second, and then we will be back to close out the show with Moments of Joy. The struggle all around us.
So, moments of joy, those things that brighten your day. Personally, I like the ones that you don't see coming. So, my obvious one, this one would be like, I moved into a new place and blah, 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 like that. But that's pretty obvious. So, I'm like thinking of things that from the house that are interesting to me. And I think the biggest thing is just that tree. Like, there's a gigantic maple tree in the backyard, and it has a bench all the way around it. And for the first 2 or 3 days, like, I was in the house doing stuff and cleaning and all that, and I would just look out in the backyard and be like, oh, this is nice. But then at night, when I was like winding down, listening to music or whatever, I would sit in the living room on the couch instead of outside on this gorgeous bench around this tree. And then the other night I went out and sat down, and I was just like, it was raining, but the tree is so dense, like the leaves apparently don't, they're the last tree in the neighborhood to lose its leaves. So it's this giant rain cover I'm sitting under, and I'm just listening to the rain and listening to this cool song that my friend sent me. And I'm just like, drinking eggnog with Fireball in it. So I was just in a warm, happy place.
That sounds very nice.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Wow. So that tree and I have instantly bonded.
Nice.
That's so cool, because you can go back there anytime.
Yep. I'm thinking about building a tree fort. Like, legitimately thinking about how it would be possible. So, Dan, what is your
moment of joy? my moment of joy, actually, it came yesterday. I don't want to steal yours, Jennifer, but it's just, I didn't realize how much we missed it. But we had a couple friends over yesterday to watch the Michigan State football game. Mm-hmm. And and we got pizza and beer, and I just did it because it was a big game. I mean, unfortunately, Michigan got beat for the Michigan fans in the house. But just the moment of joy, just that you don't realize how much that was such a pivotal staple thing in your life before COVID, just to have friends over.
Oh, yeah.
To watch football, to drink some beer, and just be done with it. I mean, it was fun. Just Michigan got beat, yes, but just to have that time back with friends that you just hadn't been able to do for 2 years.
Yeah.
So that was good. It's just for me, just to be able to do that again. So then with that, did I take your moment of joy, Jennifer?
No.
Oh, I'm not even close. What's yours then?
As I sprawl my hands out, I, for the past 20 months, and yes, I've been counting, have not been able to get my nails done. And I called Jeanette, and I said that I needed to get my nails done. And serendipitously, she had an opening, and within the hour, I was getting my nails done.
Oh,
and yes, I mean, that sounds so silly, but as a person living with multiple sclerosis who can't trim my own nails and who wants to look like I make an effort with my appearance just to get my nails done, and it's a treat. And so
it's a thing, like I've never wanted to, but like I understand the, it's like you look down and it's like, oh, that's pretty.
It's pretty, and it puts a smile on my face. Yep. Because my nails are so shiny, and it puts a smile on.
I understand that. It's becoming a thing. Guys are starting to paint their nails more. Like, it's becoming just hey, man, do whatever. It makes you feel good. Do it.
Yes, yeah. Makes you smile. Yeah. So that was my moment. Yeah,
how did I not see that happening? I thought for sure, but.
Oh, it was wonderful. Well,
not football?
Yeah. Oh, it what, was really? Wonderful.
You liked that, didn't you?
I did. Great to see Gabe and Tony. And,
yeah, yeah.
And it was fun. Of course, I always enjoy being with you. So it was a very joyful moment, but.
But joyful Jeanette.
Joyful Jeanette. Yep. And yeah. Speaking of joy, Ryan, you get two. Oh,
yeah, I was going to say you get two today.
Yeah. This one's just, it was one of those, I love seeing a clever license plate. And it was an Audi, and the license plate was AWW DEE. So it's just Audi. Loved it. Loved it.
That's very clever. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that.
It was a good one.
That was a good episode. Yeah. We solved with Bean that we don't know.
We solved nothing.
But it,
we
but
discussed.
It's a, yeah, I was going to say, it just like gets us in the frame of mind. But. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. Check in with us on our website, acoupletakesonms.com. This has been A Couple Takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman.
And I'm Jennifer Digman.
I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
And together, we're moving forward. So until next time, take care.